right, guys, this is Tone, and this is Flagpole Sports, and this is Fourth and Jets. Let's get straight into it. The Jets coming off a massive, absolute fucking gigantic win against the Tennessee Titans at home this past Sunday. Gigantic underdogs. Nobody gave this team a chance. However, the writings were on the wall, weren't they? Titans had massive injuries. No Julio Jones, no A.J. Brown. Jets getting some of their guys back, and James Crowder back. It kind of looked like maybe things were shifting in the Jets' direction. But, of course, it all hinged upon Zach Wilson, our QB1. Can he get his shit together? And can he actually get the ball out and not sue the other team and get some goddamn touchdowns? This team has not scored very much in the last two games, and they needed a spark. And that spark came in the direction of James Crowder. And you know what? Spoiler. The Jets won. The fucking Jets won. They finally won a goddamn game. And they didn't win a game basically in garbage. They won a game in the meat of the fucking season. And it's a good team, albeit a very battered team, but still a good fucking team. And the Tennessee Titans. Zach Wilson, what do you do? Oh, no big deal. Just throw fucking dimes all over the goddamn field. No big fucking deal whatsoever. Zach Wilson looked good. He was throwing the ball down the field. He looked in command. He was guiding this offense. He knew exactly what he was doing. And showed out there. Absolutely fucking showed out there. In the tune of 21 to 34, 297 yards, nearly 300 fucking yards. Two touchdowns, one interception. Interception, you can make it a case. It really wasn't his fault, but interception nonetheless, and nearly 100 QB rating, and guess what? He came out and he played fucking amazing, and the Jets finally won a game. They finally won a goddamn game when it mattered. They finally won a fucking game when the season wasn't over and they were playing shit teams. We finally got a fucking, can they sustain this? Who the fuck knows? I don't know. I don't know if this is what we're going to expect now out of Zach Wilson. Is this what we are to expect now? These massive fucking bombs down the field. Jamison Crowder. Can we expect this? That's something that I think you, I, and every other fucking person on this planet who's a goddamn Jets fan has eagerly wanted for a long fucking time and hope that this is what we get going forward. We won the game 27-24. We had the lead in the fourth quarter, gave it up, and in my opinion, I think the refs kind of gave the Titans an extra couple seconds to get that touchdown because it looked like the play clock had hit 0, 1, 2, and then, but whatever, that's part of the game. You got to play the hands you're dealt, and you got to keep going forward, and you got to do what you got to do. It got into overtime, and we did it. Pulled it off. I'm not saying we played fucking amazing. I'm not saying that we're going to win the Super Bowl now. What I'm saying is we did enough to win the goddamn game. That's all that matters. You got to get those dubs. Get those fucking dubs. Stack those dubs. Get those fucking dubs and just keep going. Keep going with these fucking wins. We got a big week coming up this week on Sunday. Special week. We're in London playing the Atlanta Falcons. A game that, in my opinion, I think is very winnable. Yes, they're playing Matty Ice. Fuck Matty Ice. I said it right here. You could quote me saying, fuck Matty Ice. One of the more overrated quarterbacks of all time. Yeah, I don't care about the numbers. What are fucking numbers? What are we talking about? What are we talking about? But we're playing in London. We got basically our full offense, full defense. No big changes from last week. And I think we got a shot here, especially with Calvin Ridley out for the Falcons, already a team that didn't have a great depth at wide receiver. So I think you finally have a shot to go two in a row. Can I fucking say it? Can I speak it into existence? Two games in a row? I don't know. But maybe, just maybe, that will be the fucking case. Maybe this Jets team will go over the fucking pond. They'll just lay their fucking nuts all over the goddamn Atlanta Falcons and come back to the fucking States with another fucking dub. You keep stacking those dubs, and that's what you do. That's what you do. And you know what? I think it's winnable. I think it's possible. Zach Wilson, first win in the NFL. Robert Saleh, first win in the NFL. You got to get that first taste. Now that you taste it, you keep going for it. And that's it. It's that simple. No fuck the Jets. No, this is what we just need to do. We did last week. We need to step up. We need to play like we're capable of playing. Zach Wilson needs to do what he did last week and take control of this offense. He needs to be the guy that everybody thought he was going to be when we drafted number two in this draft this year. And he's got to take the reins of the offense and just keep moving. And if he does that, I have no fucking doubt in my goddamn mind that we will win number two this week against the fucking Falcons in fucking England. Come back to the United States. What a W. Two wins. Let's fucking go. And you know what? That's the fucking game plan. That's what you do. And that is what we will do. And that is pretty much it for this week. Not too much Jets news going on this week, which is a good thing. You know, years past, we've always had these like little stories here and there. What was going to happen to this guy or this quarterback. And you know what? A quiet week is a good week. And a good week going into week number... What week are we into? Yikes. We're into week number... Hold on. We are 1-3. Week number 5. Week 5 and it's... Damn. Week 5 into the fucking season already? Whew. This thing is going by way too fast. But... see what happens this Sunday. Until then, this is Tone. This is Flagpole Sports. And this is 4th and Jets.